We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jumping off into hour two, welcome aboard. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. Going to go right to the phone lines. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online at WWL.com. Would you be for or against an 18-game NFL schedule if the star players have to sit out two of the 18 games? Cast your vote online at WWL.com or call us at 504-260-1870. Tim in Houma. What's going on, Tim? You're on WWL.
All right. So here's the thing. I agree with both of you, and this is why. I think that any NFL player has the potential to be a great player. They all do. They would be there if
they wouldn't
didn't
be at that level or have an opportunity.
That's right. That's right. But my thing is this game going to be a game for the record to win the game? Or is it? Or are we talking about like our preseason games?
Well, our preseason games, they're just evaluating talent. And it's like exactly. The fans get to see their players, but it's garbage. They don't count. I mean, come on.
Exactly. So if we're really playing and if they're actually true playing, this is a regular season game, it's going to count for the books and they're true playing. Then my question is, why would we leave the star players out?
Right. That's because they're talking about player safety. They don't want them to play more than 16 games. This is also, you got to understand this too, Tim. This is the players' pushback on the 18-game schedule in general is, well, wait, you're going to shorten our careers. The average career span in the NFL is 3.4 years. It would then go to 2.8, and then if it stays at 2.8, if that's the career average, you're not vested until after three seasons. So this is all a negotiating ploy is ultimately what this is turning into.
Exactly. So, if that's what it's about, then we got to renegotiate the retirement. We got to renegotiate everything. If we want to add two more games, then we're all for it. I don't want to short anybody's career, and I definitely don't want to short their income. They put a lot of effort,
right,
and spend a lifetime getting to the point they are. So if we're going to make it 18 real games, I want the real player, you know, everybody to play, and then let's adjust everything else. If you're not going to do that, then don't mess with it.
Tim, how about this? And Christian and I was talking, it might take about eight, 10 years or something, that you'll have no preseason games. Now, you got to remember, the owners are not giving up money. They're always looking how they can expand revenue. So right now with the formula, and they look with the TV contracts and all, what do they have, whether it's preseason or regular season? They have 20 games. So what about this approach? How can the fans be against this? Okay, you throw in a bone to the players' union because you give them more jobs. Let's say you expand each roster by 10 players. So if they're making $500,000, so that's each team got to pay $5 million more. You know, you expand the salary cap. So you have more players. So now you got 20 regular season games, no preseason games. And what you're going to see is maybe, because you train year-round, OTAs and minicamp, that you might have for sure one, if not two, type of controlled scrimmages like we have against the Chargers. So you might have, for the fans to come out, like the Houston Texans, to come to New Orleans, we're going to practice against them for 3 days, controlled scrimmage, and then Los Angeles, the Chargers, and we're going to have a controlled scrimmage. Then we're going to start the regular season. It's 20 games. We're giving the fans best bang for their buck. Because you even said, why even paying full price for preseason for 20 games? But now you get 20 real games. Now you might say, okay, 20 games, because that's what they want, 20 games that count. So you add an extra bye, and you play the Super Bowl the last Sunday in February.
If you look at a crystal ball, I think that's very, very likely in 8 to 10 years.
And the fans would get more meaningful football. You expand the roster, in that regard. So the players' union, look, D. Smith, who in charge of the players, and you look, I'm getting more jobs for more players. Christian, when you look at whenever they're talking about like a roster, and we were talking about this, 10 extra players, you're talking about 320 more jobs at the highest level, $500,000 a year. So you got to like massage, okay, you got the owners, you got the players, and you got then the players' union who represents them. And then you got that negotiation with CBA. Then you got the fans. Ultimately, you got to take care of the fans. And I don't know, Tim, would you be in favor, let's say, if you had the Super Bowl at the end of February instead of at the beginning, and you had no preseason games, but 20 games that counted? I mean,
But 20 games that count with everybody playing.
Yes, with everybody playing. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, that's what I, you know, we go there to see high competitive playing football. I mean, if we weren't looking for that as a fan, hell, we'd be watching high school football, which is still exciting. But I mean, I'm paying the money I pay to see professionals playing at their best. That's exactly
best
it. Exactly. So, I mean, I'm upset right now with the preseason. In fact, I'm going to throw this invitation out to you guys. I'm part of the corner crew. We're right across the street from the Superdome. We go for the tailgating, the whole experience of the day. We have a blast. Yes, we go for that. But it still kind of sucks that you got to pay this much money for a preseason game to go watch them evaluate players. That kind of sucks. And, you know, preseason games, we stay to the third quarter, and depending on what's going on, and we go back out and tailgate for a little while. But I would definitely pay to have the 20 games, all players playing. But again, I think you're going to have to adjust everything down, the, you know, with the players. You have to adjust everything
it's
so that
collectively
players
bargained.
Don't get – exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Tim, thanks for the phone call.
And Tim, all I know is, like I said before, played three seasons, 18 games, 83, 84, and 85. If they'd have told me when you're trying to make it in the league and you're hungry and you're young, now you might not know any better. You'd have played 30 games. You do whatever in the hell that they say now. You might say, well, the game and times have changed. But, I mean, I don't know. Football's a short career anyway. So let's say in 1 year, hypothetically, you get, again, easy example, $1 million a game. So you get $16 million. Okay, now we're playing 20 games, so now you're going to get $20 million. I don't know, that's an extra $4 million. What? Are you going to be against that?
Lonnie, you lead off after we come back along with Ted, Derek, and David, and you two at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Are you for or against an 18-game NFL schedule if star players have to sit out two of these 18 games? This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow, the general public can claim their free tickets for Saints training camp. Fans may claim their free tickets. Limit 4 per account to attend practices in advance. Visit NewOrleansSaints.com or on the official Saints mobile app. Saints fans are interested in attending one or more of those practices that are open to the public are strongly encouraged to plan ahead and reserve their tickets now. Tickets are available on first-come, first-served basis. This year's training camp will be a continuation to focus on a positive fan experience with several enhancements to the viewing experience. All bleacher seating at the Ochsner Sports Performance Center will now be covered and misted, providing fans with shade and more comfortable experience. Upgraded concession and merchandise sales options will be available to fans, and autographs will be available for the Saints players or from the Saints players after practice. Lonnie on line 7, you're on WWL. Go ahead, Lonnie.
What you say, Bobby and Kristen?
What's up, Lonnie?
Hey, Lonnie, what you got, man?
You got me excited a little bit when you talk about Saints training camp.
Yeah, good. Just around the corner.
Yeah, I'm counting down. About this 18 games, I think if they cut the preseason to two games, then they still get rid of the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, but that's a big promotional game. Mm-hmm. The Hall of, now that's interesting.
It's an event,
Christian,
too, though.
Yeah, that's an event. I don't know. That's probably the most important preseason game because of the festivities. When you think about how it's connected with the Hall of Fame and kind of the kicking off the NFL season and all what comes by with that, Christian, that'd be interesting to see how they would address that, because as a player, I can tell you, Lonnie, when you looked at, like, damn, we got to play in the Hall of Fame game. I was in Atlanta. We were playing San Diego, the Chargers at the time, and everybody was like, man, we got one extra preseason game. Everybody, now the young guys, they just want to get on the field and be filmed and the big eye in the sky to get some film on them. But I can tell you, an NFL player, they hate the Hall of Fame game because that means they got to play one extra preseason game, which they're not necessarily embracing.
And they got to report to camp a little earlier.
And then, you watch when you watch the Hall of Fame game, how many starters are actually playing from Atlanta or Denver? You know what I mean?
Very few guys.
Christian, on both teams combined, you might have five or six.
I don't even think you have that.
Yeah, right. It's like that is true.
They treat that like the fourth preseason game.
That is like a tryout, playing in a real game circumstance to see who could get something done on the field.
Lonnie, thanks for the phone call. David in Metairie, what's going on, David? You're on WWL.
Hey, Bobby Zink. I think they're going to play two preseason games. You need to evaluate your players. With a full 18 season games, give them 2 weeks off through the season. And even towards the end of the season, if you have a winning record, you're sitting out your best players anyway for the playoffs.
Now, David, that is a true statement. No matter what team and the strategy, no one's playing like for records, or unless maybe if you had a chance to have an undefeated season, and I think you can't better your playoff position or your seeding, then you might say, let's go for it. Come on, we want to overtake the Miami Dolphins. We want to be undefeated. Think about the Patriots and their scenario. Mm-hmm. But I think if you cannot increase or better your playoff seeding, I don't care who the team is. Yeah, you pick and choose. Now, I'm not saying there's not enough active players. You can't sit all your starters, but like the Drew Brees of the world or like Cam Jordan. There's always going to be two or three, if not five, all of a sudden starters. And it's a game you're paying full price. It could be a division game. But it's not going to matter, like against Carolina, whatever. It doesn't matter if we win or lose this game. We're still going to be the second seed or number one seed, whatever it might be. And we can't better our position. We're going to get a bye no matter what. And also, it doesn't matter whether you're playing 16, 18, or 20 regular season games. That's always going to come into play. That could even be on the back end. Now, that's a different argument about tanking in the NBA for the lottery and all that, or even – because the number of games they play, playoff seeding comes into play, 1 versus 8 and all that, 2 versus 7, who you want to be matched up against. So there's always going to be a strategy on the back end of a seeding season when you're dealing with the playoff seeding. So that's actually a good point, Christian, that right now you could play 10 games. And if all of a sudden going before the playoffs, you can't better your position, the likes of Drew Brees. Because think about with Drew Brees, how reliable he's been and how consistent, and he has not missed any games. And the games he's missed, except maybe for one, what was it?
The Panthers.
You remember when Luke McCown played, mm-hmm. right? But did he miss two or three games at the end of the regular season? You remember? Because it didn't help us to playoff seeding. For sure, two.
In 09?
No, since he's been here.
Oh, yeah, he set out the finale in 09 and then last year.
Okay, so two. And then when he was hurt. But I'm saying that could occur this upcoming season in 2019, that you would use the same strategy, what I'm saying, whether you play 16, 18, whatever number of games, or even less. If you're not going to better your position, and especially Drew Brees up in age, Cam Jordan, you know they're ready to play. That one game is not going to make them better. They're not going to miss the beat. Oh, they're rusty now. No, they're not rusty. That's actually going to benefit them. So, that's when it comes to play a lot of times. When you talk about that could benefit you when you're having to sit players. So, Christian, that would be a scenario, what Roger Goodell's proposing when you got to sit out a couple of games, that in theory, if we're going to think we're going to have success like we had last year, we only would have had to sit out Drew Brees one game, right?
Yeah.
Because we win him, because the last game we're going to do that anyway.
After our CBS and local news headlines, coming back for Ted and Metairie, and also Ricky Jackson, Hall of Fame linebacker, at Ricky57 Jackson on Twitter. City Champ's going to be in the house here shortly. Sit tight, Ted, coming to you, our CBS and local news headlines. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Ted and Metairie. Thanks for your patience. You're on WWL. Hey, Ted.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good, thank you.
So, 2 points about this 18-game schedule. First of all, there's a team in the NFL that plays between 17 and 20 games every year for the last decade, and their injuries are not as significant as any other team, right?
Great point. Great point.
So, and aside from that, the other two games we would add, salaries are paid by these networks anyway. There would be networks willing to jump in and buy two games of NFL for that kind of viewership.
Hell yes.
Any day, an additional salary.
Man, Ted's the Ted is the caller of the day. You have a wealth of knowledge, Ted, because you're letting the money do the talking.
So I've negotiated union contracts many times, and this is all posturing. It's going to happen. They just want the money. They want to be paid. And there's no reason it wouldn't happen. Exactly. These athletes can do 18 games. They can do 22 games. And
for the right
money
price,
needs
they will.
To be there. The money needs to be there, and I think it's going to happen because of that reason.
Ted, you're totally on the money. I said it earlier, and I agree with your point of reiterating. This is nothing more than a negotiating ploy by the NFL for the next CBA.
Well,
no doubt,
Ted, when you're talking about revenue and money, all I know is, you know why TV wants even longer NFL season with meaningful games? Because what is always their highest-rated programs? I'm just going to throw this off the top of my head. Seems like, oh, the top 20 programs on TV, on television, 18 out of the 20 were NFL games. I mean, so when you look at this, so why wouldn't they want more of that? So even if you expand the season and you have two extra bye weeks, as long as you're having NFL games, not everybody's having a bye, but you're just stretching out the season – people watch football, and the TV networks, all they look at is the ratings.
Sure.
And they look at the money advertising dollars.
And they know that the fans are there and are craving it. It would eat up more football, whether it's in the stadium as fans. And look, I want to remind – maybe I shouldn't have to remind anybody, but there are some that think that the fans that buy season tickets are paying a big portion of these guys' salaries. That's really not where it's going, honestly. They're getting – the owners are making their money really, truly off the networks, and so are the players. That's where they're making the most of their money. Sure, your money for season tickets has an impact on their salary, but
– on the bottom line, yeah, right. Yeah. That it's all part of the revenue.
But the big revenue for the league and the players is through the TV contracts.
The reason why the NFL has grown is because they have capitalized in being the number one sport made for TV. You know, it goes back to Johnny Unitas. The Giants and the Frank Gifford, the Giants and the Colts. I mean, go back in the early 60s. That's why they surpassed baseball as America's pastime. You know, even Howie Long, I said this before in the show, Howie Long says, yeah, baseball might be America's pastime, but football is America's passion. And now when you talk about pastime, okay, and you look at the games, the limited amount of games, even if you go 16, 18, or 20, it's still limited compared to NBA, 80-plus game, regular season games, and Major League Baseball. You got to be almost like, and you probably, if you weren't married, would drive your wife crazy. Let's say you had a favorite Major League team, and you watch every game.
162 games.
Your wife would look at you, or whatever, your girlfriend would say, like, man, you're a freaking nerd. You just like...
it's almost...
unless it's your job.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, like, football, it just counts... Like baseball, even basketball, let's say you can have a little slump and you go on a losing streak. But like all of a sudden you lose in a weekend in football, think how meaningful that is and how significant it is. All of a sudden it's like that one game's like a whole month of the NBA or a whole month of Major League Baseball, the impact of that one game.
So significant. I think,
significant.
Ted, thanks for the phone call. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online at WWL.com. Would you be for or against an 18-game NFL schedule if the star players have to sit out two of those 18 games? Cast your vote online or call us at 504-260-1870. Right now, 83% of those voting online say they would be against that proposal. What say you at 504-260-1870? This is Sports Talk on WWL, AM, FM, and .com. Back here on Sports Talk, trying to reach Ricky Jackson, city champ, by the way. So, Ricky, if you're out there listening,
come on,
give
champ,
us a buzz.
Us
We've
call.
Called you a couple times. Let's
come
chat.
Come on, city champ. The best of the best.
Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Kyle in LaPlace. What's going on, Kyle? Are you for or against an 18-game NFL schedule if the star players have to sit out two of those games?
Well, that's what I kind of have a problem with. I'm kind of uncertain, I mean, to a lot of what the rules would be. Are they going to expand the roster? Are they going to allow more people to dress to make
they
up?
They have to.
Yeah.
The NFLPA is not going to – would never agree even to this proposal unless they allow for more jobs in expanding rosters.
Okay, well, I'm assuming that. I mean, it's just more of a hypothetical situation. I don't believe it's going to happen anytime in the next, 3 to 5 years, but – I could see it.
Wait. What do you mean, Kyle? Like expanded roster? No, it might happen the next CBA. I mean, I don't.
No, really.
Oh yeah, because it's not 2019, not 2020, but I'm telling you what, it is wide open beyond that. So yeah, listen, it's going to be the status quo 19 and 20, but after that, it'll be interesting to see the give and take, what's going to occur between the players and the owners. And you always have to take the fan base in consideration.
Oh, yeah.
The sponsors, the involvement of that. So, no, something's going to be addressed. But Kyle, think about this, how you said this. If you truly concern for the fans, if you truly have the fans' interest, you can even have a committee of, fan members. And different teams might the pulse of the fans and kind of see where they're coming from, then I think the diehard Saints fan, who that nation, or let's say Steelers fan or whatever, they love their teams. They love football. So they want the best quality product out there. So how in the future you could not have expanded rosters?
Because you're dealing
with injuries, and it's a better product. You have more players. Look at college rosters when they go from like 20-yard line to 20-yard line. You know, like, God, look how big their team is. And I'm only talking about expanding it like 10 more players. It's a better product because you have more players and how they contribute. You can be more specialized, and so you get better play. You might have more Chris Banjos, more Hardens. Christian. Where they're like, man, it doesn't even matter if they can play DB. They are so dominant and punt and kickoff coverage that you're looking at the best of the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Or as a returner. So what if he's not really a running back or receiver? But look at Marcus Shirelles, who we have. But he's a hell of a returner. Then you expand the roster. Then you could keep players and truly solidify your depth. And when you do have an injury, you have better players out there. Instead of all of a sudden, what we had to do 2 seasons ago, and he parlayed that into a big contract with the Houston Texans, Calamonte.
Sonny Calamonte.
Yeah, I always call him Calamari, whatever. Calamonte. Yeah, a hard name for a Cajun to pronounce. But look at that cat. By his flexibility, being able to play, I don't care if it was center, guard, or tackled, he parlayed that into a big contract with the Texans. But what if you had more depth? And all teams looking at more depth on the offensive line. So if you had an injury, you can almost you got to be able to play guard and tackle or tackle and guard, or you got to play guard and center and guard. So what if you truly had the best of the best, just focus on playing guard? Just focus on being a center? Just focus on being a tackle? That's how you get an expanded roster and you keep the best players. So wouldn't in theory you have a better product? Now the owner's got to pay more. Hello, come on! If you expand the roster, even if you're giving them,
how many humans are there out there that can play this sport at that level?
Well, all I know is the depth. If you have more depth, then you
right. But is it quality depth? I mean, is it guys that ultimately that would be on practice squads or wouldn't be in the league, but they're just being kept because they're close to an NFL player.
But there's not an exact number, Christian. You're going to tell me that if you look at American football and how you train year-round and how the farm system we have in college football and all the training, we're starting a damn new league. It seems like the one league full, the Alliance,
the
and you got the XFL. You're going to tell me, so let's just say you add 10 players to a team. 320 players. You think those 320 players are going to be garbage?
No.
Even if they're on the back end, they still could kick butt.
No, I just wonder.
And you're paying them $500,000 a year.
I think so the union. A few of them.
Now, the union. Come on. How could D. Smith and all, when you're negotiating more jobs, more opportunities for 320 individuals? I mean, and I'm just telling you the strategy. And let's say you only focus. Let's say you're on the back end of a team. You might be playing two handful of snaps. You're not even playing more than a dozen snaps or whatever. But when you play those dozen snaps, you kick an ass at what you're doing because you perfected that craft. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You might all of a sudden be like, man, that guy's garbage against the run. You can run right over him. But I tell you what, you let him pin his ears back, and because then you can expand your roster and have more precise, I'm trying to look for the right word, Niche players.
Well, like Major League Baseball has now. They're bringing closers in to start games.
Middle relievers.
Lefties just to face left-handers.
And as a fan, you know why you're not against that? Because you've truly seen the best of the best. And the quality's there. And the quantity helps the quality be there.
I just think that there's very few humans on this earth. There's a limited amount of humans on this earth.
That play quarterback.
That can play at the NFL level. That truly have the talent to play at an NFL level.
It depends on the position. That's what I think. You know, it depends. Now at different levels, rushing the passer and all that. But listen, they even back in the 70s, they've never had, whether it was 28 teams, 32 teams, they've never had enough starting quarterbacks that are truly legit. That's just the way it is. But, I mean, to help your team and the roster, you need to expand it. Then I think it helps the coach and their strategy.
Kyle in LaPlace, thanks for the phone call. Coming back for Chris in Mandeville and you too at 504-260-1870. Text 87870. Also, love the great outdoors. WWL wants to send you and three friends to the Louisiana Sportsman Show Deer, Duck, and Fishing Expo back at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome July 19th through the 21st. It's the biggest hunting and fishing show in the state and a must-do for any Louisiana sportsman and fun for the entire family. Listen to Sports Talk today through Thursday between 4 and 8 p.m. and your chance to win. Each day, we'll give away two family four-pack of tickets. Free tickets to the Louisiana Sportsman Show Deer, Duck, and Fishing Expo from the station that loves living in Sportsman's Paradise, WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, coming up next hour, Rafael Esparza, Vegas sports gambling analyst, will join us. Chris in Mandeville. What's going on, Chris? You're on WWL.
Christian, how's it going, Bob?
Good, man.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I just got home from cutting grass from the South Shore. Listen, I was listening to y'all show on the way coming home, dude. Hey, Bobby and Christian, is there a rumor? Is that true? And do we have enough room for a roster for Sproles to come back, if that's true or not?
That's speculation because Drew and Darren Sproles work out together in the offseason as they've done every year since they've both been in the league. I think it's possible, Bobby, and I think it could be a move that you make right before the season. They don't have to go through training camp.
Well, he knows the Saints offense. That would be very similar, a seasoned veteran. You don't know if it's going to work out. It didn't work out with these two individuals, and they had a Hall of Fame level, that being Champ Bailey and Adrian Peterson. Who that nation? When we are static, we got Champ Bailey. No, it depends when you're getting a player. Champ Bailey, Adrian Peterson. But I still think Darren Sproles has something left in the tank. And I can tell you, Drew Brees, if Darren Sproles would end up back in a Saints uniform, it'd be Drew Brees talking to the personnel department, Sean Payton, Mickey, the whole gang, and saying, man, I think Darren Sproles could help us. And if Darren Sproles can help us, and he's not the guy no more. Listen, you got to humble yourself. You pass the torch. Alvin Kamara's the guy. But what if all of a sudden Alvin Kamara's dinged up? Do you have a guy, Buck Allen, whoever it might be, you're talking with Deuce, that all of a sudden you could still run the same plays? You still have the same production. You don't miss a beat. It don't have to be over a long process.
Nope.
It could be a game or two.
As Sean Payton said, you don't have to see it all the time. You just got to see it every once in a while,
yes.
Every now and then.
A game or two, and then all of a sudden Darren Sproles has an impact and helped us win by his skill set.
Thanks for the phone call, Chris. Hopefully that answered your question. Like I said, next hour, Rafael Esparza, Vegas sports gambling analyst, to talk about the latest proposal in the NFL to go to an 18-game schedule, one in which the star players would have to sit out two of those 18 games. That's our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online at WWL.com. You can cast your vote there, 504-260-1870, the old-fashioned way. All right, if you want to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Louisiana Sportsman Show, Deer Duck, and Fishing Expo at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, July 19th through the 21st, call 260-WINS or 260-9467 right now. If you're the eighth caller, you win with WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.